It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury players on the way.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Excuse me. What? Jolene, I hate to interrupt.
That's okay.
We've received a couple of emails asking about that song parody you did about the X-Lax cookies.
Oh, you mean this one?
I've cooked and cleaned all Christmas Eve, but your lazy butt hasn't moved.
I'm watching a game here.
But I still have one dish to make.
Maybe something to eat for halftime, will you?
A special treat for you. X-Lax cookies, darling.
Still funny.
They want to know if you really made those or if it was just a joke.
Somebody actually wrote in and asked that question?
Here, let me read you the email. Hi, Jolene. My name is Randy. I live here in Mobile. I was a faithful listener to your show on FM Talk for years. I am wondering, did you really make the X-Lax cookies you sang about a couple of weeks ago? I'm asking because I seem to recall that over the years you've done more than a few songs about messing around with someone's food. Yeah, that's true. The fact you've done multiple songs about causing someone gastric distress is worrisome.
Can't believe somebody's worrying about that.
I am currently a psychology major at USA, and I am concerned that this could be a pattern.
What?
Oh, and by the way, could you play that song about messing around with the cheeseburger? I'm really enjoying the holiday shows.
And apparently the songs about food tampering.
Signed, etc., etc., etc.
Uh-huh. What's the deal?
He does kind of have a point, you know.
What? Songs about messing around with somebody's food? It's not for reals, y'all. They're just funny.
Got more of that pie.
The right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp because the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably going to stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Making a triple.
Because he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full, needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time.
I gotta go, man.
You
got a pair of pliers? Jaws alive? Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Okay, now. I think I'm up. No, no, no. Here we go again.
Did I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salt? pores on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough. Broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think before he eats.
Dessert made we broke up.
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
Ho, 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 this is Santa Claus telling all you good little boys and girls to listen to the Roxbury Holiday Entertainment specials like this one. And for all you bad girls over 18, you come sit on Santa's lap.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, Billy Davis. How are you doing?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Glad you called back this week.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you ain't going to believe this, but you know I'm all finished with my Christmas shopping.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, I put things on layaway back in the summer, and then last week I went and picked everything up. I saved a bunch of money doing it that way this year. It was so dang hot in the summer.
Yeah, there is no way I could have done any Christmas shopping this past summer. It was way too hot.
This summer was really crazy. I just didn't feel too much like shopping back in the summer. A 105 degree heat index just sucked the Christmas spirit right out of your soul.
No doubt.
My biggest mistake was going on Black Friday to pick everything up. You know, they'll take your head off, you know, to try to get there before you do.
And the crowds are terrible on Black Friday.
Good Lord, was that Walmart's crowded. I couldn't believe it. It was busier than a dentist in Mississippi. Mama used to say that. I always liked when she'd say that. She's been busier than a dentist in Mississippi, you know, like that. And we'd laugh. Oh, we would laugh. Mama's so funny when she wants to be.
Not nice.
I was so busy in there. I got everything together and I just put my head down and I just headed straight over there to customer service, you know, so I could get out of there fast. And you know, if they're busy like that and the lines are full, you can just go right over like you don't know what you're doing and just sneak over to the customer service and they'll check you out over there like a regular cashier.
I'm surprised they didn't send you over to the self-checkout.
I think it's like a law or something that they have to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
At least come have some coffee and maybe some pumpkin bread. I'd love to just sit with you and chat, you know, and everything. And I'm so glad to hear your voice again on the radio. It's really nice.
Thank you. It's
comforting.
You know,
it's something that I got used to hearing. And
yeah.
It just...
Billy?
Makes me feel good.
Okay.
For, you know, especially this time of year, it's nice to have friends, people that you care about to listen to and talk to. But
I understand.
Take care, Jolene, okay? We care about you and we'd love to see you, so don't forget that offer for the pumpkin bread. I want y'all to come over.
I will remember.
And see us. Okay. And, of course, Mother loves you, too.
So.
I'm sorry I get a little broke up.
Okay.
Been a while.
It's okay. It's okay.
But anyway, love you, Jolene.
On behalf of all the Roxbury players, I want to thank each and every one of you for hanging out with us this holiday season. We are having a great time. If you haven't done it already, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That's how you can listen to this show anytime you want and all the other shows on the station on demand, like whenever you want to. Like on your You're Not the Boss of Me schedule. I have one of those. And right now, as I understand it, there is some funny business going on with Sphinx Meganson and Red Zone Weather Report, which oddly doesn't contain any weather, or at least it hasn't so far. We'll see if they've improved on that any.
And now, from the Red Zone Weather Center, it's Santa's Workshop's only on-staff meteorologist, bringing you exclusive behind-the-scene reports on, well, Santa stuff. Oh, and weather. Meteorologist Sphinx Meganson.
At the moment, we're outside of the North Pole Realty model homes for Santa's chimney-climbing recertification.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, Jolene, Santa has to be recertified every year. As you can imagine, things can get pretty scary when you've got a big overbeast dude on the roof.
Did you say overbeast?
That's a word I picked up from your great uncle Bertrand.
He told you to say it fancy, didn't he?
Yeah, we've been hanging out.
Good grief.
Anyway, things were a lot easier back in the day when most everyone had shingle roofs. But metal roofs are very much the trend nowadays, and Santa has had several close calls.
We have a metal roof on our farmhouse, and I know that surface can be very tricky, slippery.
All it takes is one reindeer dropping on a metal roof near a hot chimney and traction goes right out the window.
Doesn't smell very good either.
It's a safety hazard.
Lots to remember.
Santa's got to be reminded of all those things for Christmas Eve. That's why the insurance company started a chimney certification program.
Lots of liability.
And the premiums are enormous.
Still no weather details.
We'll get you more weather details later.
And my great Uncle B?
We're going to hang out here for a while.
Perfect. You know he's 94. Don't let him get up on a roof.
For your real weather forecast right here on the Gulf Coast, don't forget to download the free Red Zone Weather app available in your app store. From the Red Zone Weather Studio, I'm meteorologist Sphinx Meganson.
Well, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder.
The holiday season is here, and our social calendars are filling up quickly. If you're headed out with a group of friends or family, and you know that alcohol will be part of the celebration, be sure to choose a designated driver. Even better, volunteer to stay sober. Designated drivers help save lives and prevent countless accidents simply by stepping up and driving sober. Of course, the most rewarding part of being a designated driver is the knowledge that the people you care about get home safely. They won't get arrested for a DUI, and most importantly, they won't cause harm to someone else by getting behind the wheel intoxicated. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Have a blessed holiday season.
I'm on the line with my friend, Alec Naaman. He's going to give us the scoop on Naaman's International Fine Foods inside the new Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University. Alec, I don't think I have ever been this excited about a grand opening. Tell us all about it.
It's the most unique store you've ever seen, Naaman's International Fine Foods. And we're going to be making all kind of prepared meals and casseroles and all of our compound salads like chicken salad and shrimp salad and artichoke salad, tabbouleh, hummus, all kind of good stuff. We'll also have freshly made pizzas. We'll have all kind of Greek food, Lebanese food, Asian food, Mexican food, Italian food. Oh, we're going to have it all.
Yeah, you had me at freshly made pizzas. Inside the Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University in Mobile.
Naaman's International Fine Foods.
See you there.
Roxbury!
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. And coming up, what is it, Jim? My sister's on the phone. Which one? Iris? Oh, put her through.
Hey, Jolene, it's Iris.
What is so important?
I do not have those muffin pans.
I know. Mom has excoriated me thoroughly.
Has Camellia called you?
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Jim Weaver to get Camellia on the phone. I'm going to get the sister stuff out of the way. I know why you're calling.
Well, now?
Yeah, now. You're interrupting the show for me, for everybody else, and of course you guys can't listen if I'm talking to you on the phone.
Oh, we're not listening.
Y'all embarrass me so much.
Hey, you guys know that you're invited to the Christmas dinner.
I already invited them, Iris.
All right, you can tell. We got Camellia on the line. You guys, is the entire family coming? Everybody?
Well, yeah, the whole family's coming.
Well, and you know I've got a whole crew out here now. Everybody lives on property. It just worked out that way. And they've got significant others, too.
That's like at least 10 people, right?
Oh, it's a heck of a lot more than 10 people.
All the dogs are coming.
Everybody's bringing their dogs with them. You don't see a problem with that?
You didn't expect everybody to board their dogs over the holidays.
I can't with you, Iris. Camellia, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's at least 12 or so people coming with me. Can you handle that?
I can handle it. I just want to make sure I have enough food.
Well, you know I can make a few dishes and bring them.
Please don't.
I'm happy to bring something. I'll make it myself. Why not? Everybody got diarrhea one time. One time.
Just don't.
Look, I'm just trying to help out and do what
I can. It makes more sense to have Christmas dinner at the farm.
What's that? We're not having it here. Camellia, you say y'all are coming over here tonight? What for? What are you doing?
She's the one that's showing up with Papa's recipe.
Y'all are not coming over here to drink.
All right, call me back.
We're not having Christmas dinner here. Iris, help me out here.
Why don't you just call me when you're through with your show or whatever that is that you do?
Yeah, it's a show. Please let me go. Camellia, I'll call you back.
You always forget.
I promise I'll call you back.
Bye.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Thank you, darling. Today we are bringing back one of our tailgate shows from a Saints game we attended. And with me today is the only man allowed in my kitchen, Alec Naaman.
What delectables do you have for us today, dear?
What do you say about a little Greek stuffed roasted chicken?
I love chicken, and I love Greeks. So let's go.
I love the Grecian flavors. Ooh, they famous for those flavors.
Yummy.
What you doing while you're getting things ready, go ahead and preheat your oven at 450 degrees. Then you take your nice roasting pan and you line it with some foil, okay? That way you don't have to do much cleaning when this is all over with. That's why I like to line it with some foil, because I don't think I can get Miss Bell to do any cleaning around here.
You got that right.
And Earl sure don't know how to clean.
No, that's not true. I do like to clean. I just like to mix my own fumes, that's all.
Then I take the chicken out of its bag. I pull the giblets out of the body cavity. I rinse it out really, really good through the faucet. I rub my fingers down in it, make sure it's all cleaned out on the inside. All right, I do it under cold water, of course, inside and out. Then I pat dry it with a paper towel. Then I take and I rub the inner cavity of the chicken with lots and lots of garlic. You know, the Greeks, they're used to that garlic. I guess that's why they live so long. You cut 4 thin slices of lemon, all right? And you chop the remaining lemon into little bitty half-inch chunks, rind included. You want the rind and everything, because that's where a lot of that zest and that zip comes from, that lemon. Well, you slip 2 lemon slices under the skin of each chicken breast. Just kind of pull the skin up, slice those lemons under the breast, and that flavor will penetrate into the breast and into the meat of the chicken. Then you cover the breast with foil. You put a little foil over the top, because we don't want to burn the top of our chicken while it's cooking, because it's going to take a little while to cook this big of a chicken, because your chicken's going to be 3.5 to 4 pounds, okay?
Whoa, that's one big-ass chicken. Oh, can I say that on the radio? Chicken?
Gather yourself, Jolene.
All right. Well, in a medium bowl, you combine rice, some of that chopped lemon that you chopped up, an egg, some oregano, parsley, cinnamon.
Oh, here's the oregano and parsley.
A little pinch of nutmeg. Then you take that mixture of rice and you stuff the mixture inside the chicken cavity. You can add a little ground beef to it if you like that meat. I like meat and rice together, but you don't have to put the meat with it.
Now, why would you put a hamburger inside a chicken, dude? Is he trying to trick me?
Nobody's trying to trick you, dear. Just please be quiet.
Then you stuff the inside of that chicken with that mixture all the way as deep as you can, but don't pack it too tight because you want that rice to swell and have room to spread out and cook, because it'll expand as it cooks. Then you tie the legs together with a little string. Sprinkle the chicken with some pepper. I like lots of pepper on top of my chicken. I like lots of more garlic on top of my chicken. I even go ahead and put a little bit of parsley and oregano on top of the chicken at that point. Then I roast the chicken for 20 minutes at 450 degrees. But then I reduce the oven temperature to 400 degrees.
Okay, and we're cooking it for another 20 minutes.
And I remove the foil off the breast at that point. The whole time I'm basting the pan with the juices that are in the pan. Every 5 to 10 minutes. I've now cooked at 450 degrees for 20 minutes. I've cooked at 400 degrees for 20 more minutes. That makes 40 minutes. All right. Then I've taken the foil off that breast after the first 20 minutes. All right. Now I'm going to reduce the temperature to 350 degrees. And I'm going to continue roasting until the chicken's cooked through and the juices run clear. That way when you poke the thigh and you pierce that thigh, and that's the thickest part with a fork, and the juices run clear, you know that your chicken is done. If you have a thermometer, you insert the thermometer into the thigh, and if it reads 180 degrees, you know it's done. You let the chicken stand for about 10 minutes when you pull it out of the oven before you carve it. That way the juices will settle down and you won't lose all your juices because you're cutting it too hot. Let it cool down just a little bit. I'd say about 10 minutes. You can remove the skin before eating. Me, I personally like the skin. That's part of the flavor. Well, that's my recipe for the Greek stuffed roasted chicken. I hope you enjoy. Where's my cheerleader?
Yeah, I'm the king of catering. When you're tired of eating all them chicken wings, you gotta go and call Alec at NAMANS. Go, call Alec at NAMANS.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. It's so wonderful to have you guys hanging out with us on this Christmas Eve Eve. Now, I know that Adeline has spent a lot of her time guzzling holiday movies on Netflix. And obviously, Belle is obsessed with the Hugh Grant movies. Somehow she identifies them all with the holidays. You figure it out. And I have a lot of friends who are in love with all of the Hallmark movie, singular. Because we did a little investigating. It's the same movie. They change up a few things.
Seriously, Heather. It's the same script.
What?
We just change the town and the wardrobe. You know, maybe throw in an extra stepkid.
You get paid the same. How lame could these movies be?
A lovely young girl gives the big city a whirl. But she finds she is lonely and sad.
I'm so lonely and sad.
She goes back to the town that first got her down.
I think I'll go back home.
Meets her old boyfriend, and hey,
yay!
He ain't bad.
Is that Billy Wayne Prescott from middle school?
It's a Hallmark movie.
He's hotter than I remember.
Still the same old plot.
Well, hey, Miss New York Britches, what you doing back in Yonderville?
First she goes. Then before you know, she's back to the old boyfriend who's hot.
I've decided to open a coffee shop right here in town.
No matter what the title.
Snowbank Song, A Sled for Johnny, The Christmas Vase, The Ho-Ho
Hair. It's the same refrain.
Puppy for Hanukkah, Cinnamon Town, Make Mine a Mocha, The Cranberry.
It's a Hallmark movie. To happily rot your brain.
And leave the big city, my big salary, and all my new friends behind.
What does she say she's doing for money?
I'm moving back in with my parents until I find a small cottage.
Stupid. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder.
The holiday season is here, and our social calendars are filling up quickly. If you're headed out with a group of friends or family, and you know that alcohol will be part of the celebration, be sure to choose a designated driver. Even better, volunteer to stay sober. Designated drivers help save lives and prevent countless accidents simply by stepping up and driving sober. Of course, the most rewarding part of being a designated driver is the knowledge that the people you care about get home safely. They won't get arrested for a DUI, and most importantly, they won't cause harm to someone else by getting behind the wheel intoxicated.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Have a blessed holiday season.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is great to have you along with us for our series of holiday specials. Something's telling me that Belle Cadeau is missing her 90s heartthrob.
Souche brûlante.
Don't know.
Souche brûlante.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing that I need. I want to have the guy I fell for when I saw Love Actually.
That's very good news.
I would have given him 9 months.
I don't think that's a good idea.
If he would have 2 weeks noticed me in Notting Hill and Bridget Jones. His sense and sensibility. Where, oh, where has my man gone? Let's see if one of his old movies is on.
More than just good friend.
Make my dream come true. All I want for Christmas is Hugh Grant.
Bugger.
This could be very unpleasant.
All I want is Hugh Grant. The other one. Something's happened to him. I can't put my finger on it. I was hoping he'd become more distinguished and sexy with age, like George Clooney. Just not the same. He seems so bitter and unhappy. He was best when he was with Elizabeth Hurley. Oompa, loompa,
dumpa-dee-doo. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on your very valuable Christmas Eve Eve. If you're hustling and bustling, having a good time with friends and family right now, perhaps we can add a little bit of joy to the mix. Also, if you're not having such a great holiday season, for one reason or another, there is a great heaviness on you this season, we're happy to be here to help out with that by providing a happy, safe haven, things that you really don't have to think about. Forget your troubles for a little while. And if you missed the showtime here on FM Talk, the great thing about podcasts, when you need us again, boom, there we are, right on demand. You need to download the FM Talk app. All your favorite shows are available on that podcast tab. With the nostalgia of the season, we thought we would revisit when we first met Coach T. So Earl T tells me you are a retired football coach. And I'm sorry, but he did mention to us that you had some anger management issues. How are you doing with that?
I'm doing great, Jolene. I left coaching last year.
Okay.
My doctor said my blood pressure was way too high. Too much stress.
I don't know if working here on this show is going to be any less stressful for you, but I guess we'll see.
I've been taking anger management classes and a whole lot of therapy.
Okay, so give me a little background here. Have you worked since you left coaching?
Well, Jolene, I got a job right after I left coaching. It just didn't work out.
What were you doing?
I was the head of a transportation department.
You mean like down at the docks?
Well, not exactly. It was more of a carpool.
A what?
A carpool.
A carpool at a...
At a school.
Oh, Earl T. just handed me a note here. It was a preschool. Like kindergartners?
Yeah, it was a preschool, so what?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset.
You ever had to deal with five-year-olds, Jolene?
Yeah, here, every day.
You gonna sit there and judge me like you do everybody else that works here?
Wait a minute. What is that? What is that you're sniffing?
That's lavender.
Lavender.
Yes, lavender. My wife's got me on aromatherapy, as if I don't have enough problems.
Yeah, shrink doctor told him to do to help calm himself down. Calm down, coach.
Okay.
You got a problem with that, Jolene?
No, I don't have a problem with that at all. Lavender's good. So your job at the nursery school carpool stressed you out so much. Your wife's got you sniffing lavender.
Some of those mothers come through that line.
You gotta stay calm, though.
Talking on their cell phones.
Coach.
Drinking coffee.
Hey.
Putting on their dead gum lipstick.
Okay. So the carpool job was stressing you out. Is that why you're not there anymore?
Let's just say there was an incident and I had to leave. Thanks for making room for me here on your show.
We don't actually have an opening for
I'm
anything.
I'm pretty good at being a PR guy. I just love working with people.
You can't work here and have an anger management problem.
You gonna sit there and judge me?
Earl, you need to get in here. Sweet, fancy Moses.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Hey, look at that guy running around in circles. Is he okay? Do we need to get him some help?
No, dear. He's fine. It's just a man trying to Christmas shop. A diamond ring. Are you listening? There's just tons of things I want this Christmas. Hey, look, I'll give you a list. So this year, you can't miss. There's nothing sadder than a Christmas shopping man. I know you're worn out, dear, and tired of trying. All those thoughtless gifts that you've been buying. It's the same every year. You down a six-pack of beer and go bumbling through the mall without a clue what you're looking for. You'll go to Bath and Body, 'cause it's easy. You'll spend some time in Victoria's Secret, too. Way too much time. You'll pick out some underwear that just looks sleazy. Now, look, would you wear a doily if I bought one for you? I don't think so. Aromatherapy. There's something you can handle. Why, they're all out of cucumber melon candles. You know, there are other fragrances, doll. Everything I have smells like cucumbers, and it's like a salad bar. It's stressing me out. I don't need any more aromatherapy. Psychotherapy. Now, there, maybe I could use that. And I have 22 pairs of deer foam slippers with matching earmuffs. Darling, we are in the South. It's 75 degrees outside. You'll buy anything that's labeled Martha Stewart. A box of Godiva chocolates in the shape of a Christmas tree. Oh, get me the soundtrack from my favorite movie. How about it? Oh, no, that was a chick flick, and you wouldn't watch it with me. Now, this year, we'll do some switching. I'll do the shopping. So just quit your complaining about things. I'll buy my own stuff. And if I spend too much, tough. There's nothing sadder than a Christmas shopping man. Just turn it all over to me, dear. I know exactly what to get me.
Ah, yes, a holiday classic from Belle Cadeau, circa 2014, something like that. I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is so great to have you guys along with us. Great to be back on FM Talk 106.5. A little bit annoyed today because of my family. Now my husband is in here. What can't wait till I get off the air?
I just wanted you to know I've created my own fragrance for the holiday season.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Burning stump.
Souche brûlante.
You interrupted me to tell me you smell like burning stump.
Souche brûlante.
And diesel fuel.
Gazole.
Sounds like a real holiday fragrance ad. But look, I realize that semi-retirement has left you with a lot of time on your hands, but you got to stay out of my hair when I'm doing the show. I mean, if it's important, that's one thing, but to interrupt me, to let me know what you smell like? Dude, you got to find something to do. Find something to keep yourself busy. Make another burn pile.
That's what I've been doing for 3 weeks.
I know, and you've got several piles going out there. I know Reggie's helping you out, but... Oh man, he's coming in here too now. Look what you did.
Yo, Steve. Hey, man, did you want to burn that nice, that redwood picnic table y'all got? Because that's burning.
I gotta go.
Please do. And don't slam the...
Greetings and happy holidays, everyone. What do we really know about reindeer? This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries, and I'm John Felcher, your host. I'll be right back with the latest installment.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She called me really upset the other day. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny, recently serviced by A&A vacuum cleaner to vacuum out his office / man cave is out there where the caribou sleep at night. He's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. And there's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. I'm just giving you a heads up. Can you take care of it? It stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for my family sending you something so nasty.
We get that all the time.
We do not mind at all.
Okay, just give me a call. I can pick it up when it's ready, okay? No rush.
Oh, we can have that back for you quickly.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries, and I'm John Felcher, your host.
And I'm Earl T., here for no good reason except Jolene told me I had to.
Beyond their sled-pulling capabilities and our fascination with Rudolph's fiery red nose, what do we really know about reindeer? Have you ever wondered if reindeer and caribou are the same thing?
Hey, man, I'm not even sure I know what a caribou is.
Historically...
Oh, hey, wasn't that the movie with Olivia Newton-John about the skating rink?
What?
Caribou! Oh, no, wait, that was Xanadu. Xanadu! Why are you looking at me like that? Okay.
The Eurasian reindeer and North American caribou were considered to be different species, but they're actually one and the same. There are two groups of reindeer, the tundra and woodland, which are divided according to the type of habitat the animal lives in rather than its geographic location. The animals are further divided into 9 to 13 subspecies,
depending upon who is doing the classification. Unfortunately, one of the subspecies, the Arctic reindeer of eastern Greenland, is extinct. Life in the tundra is hard, but reindeer have it easy-ish, thanks to their amazing evolutionary enhancements. Their noses are especially adapted to warm the air they breathe before it enters their lungs, and to condense water in the air, which keeps their mucous membranes moist.
Kind of like Aquaman.
Their fur traps air, which not only helps provide them with excellent insulation, but also keeps them buoyant in the water, which is important for traveling across massive rivers and lakes during migration. Even their hoofs are special. In the summer, when the ground is wet, their foot pads are softened, providing them with extra grip. In the winter, though, the pads tighten, revealing the rim of their hoofs, which is used to provide traction in the slippery snow and ice. Maybe that's why no one has ever seen a reindeer frantically sliding down a driveway on America's Funniest Home Videos. This is John Felcher. There's more to come from the Reindeer Diaries, so stay tuned to Jolene Roxbury's Variety Hour holiday specials here on FM Talk 106.5.
Caribou! Oh, no, wait.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. There's more fun ahead. Stay right there.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder. It's true. There's no place like home for the holidays. And if you plan on entertaining at home this season, it's important to remember it is illegal to serve alcohol to anyone under the legal drinking age. And in Alabama, that's 21. Be smart. Be safe this holiday season.
Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is wonderful to have you along with us for our holiday shows. And what is that? Jim, I cannot take another phone call. No more interruption. No, I don't want to talk to my brother right now. We've got 8 minutes. Put him on hold. Okay. He's sweet, though. I can't get mad at him.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, RJ.
Has the girls called you?
Oh, yeah. They've called me. You're calling me. You guys know when my show is on. You call anyway.
Have y'all decided where we're having dinner?
No, not yet. Can we?
Well, let me know. I got my go box ready.
I'm sure you do. Hey, regardless of where we're having dinner, what are you bringing? What's your contribution?
It's a box of chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Not a box. It's more of a can.
A can of chocolate.
I'm not sure. Probably cookies in it or something.
You're bringing a can of something. You don't know what it is? This is something you expect us all to eat? It's a re-gift, isn't it? RJ.
Love you, baby. See ya.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with an important disclaimer. The following program's content does not accurately reflect or represent an actual attorney.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I object strongly to this disclaimer. The following content represents my experience quite accurately.
You're sure you don't know any attorneys who actually sound like this?
I'm sure.
Would you tell us if you did?
Yes.
You hesitated. That's a tell. You do know somebody.
Okay, kids, it's time to settle down just a bit. I need you all in a circle. Leslie's Aunt Jolene is here, and she brought a very special guest with her today. Children.
Miss Jones, here, I got this.
Hey, you little freaks, dry it up.
Oh, my. Do you think that's really
good? I got this. You're making Santa bang his gavel. My name is Jolene. Before I had my own radio show, I used to work for attorneys. Can you say that?
Lawyers!
Yeah. And today I brought my old boss with me. Yeah, the one dressed up in the seersucker Santa suit. And he's going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Okay?
Yay!
Yes, thank you. Ho, ho, ho. May I have your attention, please?
It's right here, sir. Mr. Stickler. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got it covered. Whereas on or about the night prior to the 25th of December there did occur at a certain improved piece of real property here and after the house, a general lack of stirring by all creatures therein, including but not limited to a rodent of the family Muridae, commonly referred to as a mouse.
I
Don't.
A variety of foot apparel, e.g. stockings, socks, etc., had been affixed by and around the chimney in said house in the hope that a certain St. Nick, a.k.a. St. Nicholas, a.k.a. Santa Claus, hereinafter Claus or the subject, would arrive at some time thereafter.
Stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Yes. The minor residents.
And the children.
How's that?
Children.
I.e. the children of the aforementioned house were located in their individual beds and were engaged in nocturnal hallucinations.
English, sir.
I've got this covered. In the form of dreams, wherein visions of confectionery treats, including but not limited to candies, nuts, and or sugar plums, did dance, cavort, and otherwise appear in said dreams.
Sir, these are little kids.
Whereupon the party, the first part, sometimes hereinafter referred to as I,
oh God,
being a tenant by the entirety in fee simple of the house with the party, the second part hereinafter Mama, and said Mama had retired for a sustained period of sleep. At such time, the parties were clad in various forms of headgear, to wit, kerchief and cap.
This is why I don't do this anymore, guys.
Suddenly, and without prior notice or warning, there did occur upon the unimproved portion of real property adjacent to the house, i.e. the lawn, a certain disruption of unknown nature, cause, and or circumstance.
It's okay, Bobby.
The party, the first part, did immediately rush to a window in the house to investigate the cause of said disturbance. At that time, the party, the first part, did observe with some degree of wonder and or disbelief a miniature sleigh, hereinafter referred to as the vehicle.
It's Santa's sleigh, kids.
Being pulled and or drawn very rapidly through the air by approximately 8 reindeer.
There you go. It's the reindeer. Yeah.
The driver of the vehicle appeared to be, and in fact was, the previously referenced Claus.
Yay, Santa.
As more specifically identified below.
No.
Said Claus was providing specific direction, instruction, and guidance to the aforementioned 8 reindeer, and specifically identified the animal co-conspirators by name thus. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, hereinafter the deer.
Sir.
Upon information and belief, it is further asserted that an additional co-conspirator named Rudolph may have also been involved.
Ooh, look, you've got motion docket this morning.
Party of the first part witnessed Claus, the vehicle, and the deer intentionally and willfully trespass upon the roofs of several residences located adjacent to and in the vicinity of the house, and noted that the vehicle was heavily laden with packages, toys, and other items of unknown origin or nature.
This is so embarrassing.
Suddenly, without prior invitation or permission, either express or implied, the vehicle arrived at the house, specifically on the rooftop thereof, causing unspecified damage thereto by means of the hooves of said animal co-conspirator.
Do something, dear.
He's in the zone. There's no stopping him now.
Whereupon Claus willfully and illegally trespassed and entered said house via the chimney.
See, kid, Santa came down the chimney. Yeah.
The party, the first part, positively identified said Claus from the following appearance. The subject was clad in a red fur suit, which was partially covered with residue from the chimney, and he carried a large sack containing a portion of the aforementioned packages, toys, and other unknown items. Claus's face was identifiable by certain cherry-like and bow-like features, and he was smoking what appeared to be tobacco in a small pipe in blatant violation of local ordinances and health regulations.
Is Santa gonna get in trouble?
No, honey, Aunt Jolene is.
The potentially toxic fumes of which assumed a wreath-like shape around the subject's head. Said Claus made no utterances or admissions, but immediately began filling the stockings of the minor children, which hung adjacent to the chimney.
See? Santa's leaving toys for all the kids.
Footnote clarification, it was the stockings, not the children, that were hanging adjacent to the chimney.
You're not studying any of that, sir.
With toys and other small gifts. Said items did not, however, constitute gifts to said minors pursuant to the applicable provisions of the tax statute or any applicable or relevant gifts to minors legislation.
What's he say?
Upon completion of such tasks, Claus touched the side of his nose and flew, rose, and or ascended up the chimney of the house to the roof where the vehicle and deer waited and or served as lookouts. And after vaulting into the vehicle, signaling his co-conspirators and abettors with a whistle, Claus abruptly departed for an unknown destination. However, prior to the disappearance of the vehicle, deer, and Claus, the party of the first part did hear Claus state and or exclaim, quote, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night, unquote.
Oh, thank God.
A clear violation of local and federal statutes on the separation of church and state.
Mr. Stickler!
Claus is currently at large.
Oh.
Thank you. If any of you children have any questions or comments, please refer them to my secretary. Here's my bill. Good day.
Hey, does the firm still represent the school board?
Why do you ask?
I'm sure I'll have to field a phone call or 50.
Well, just wondering if there was going to be a conflict.
I'll look into it.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you guys so much for spending a little bit of your Christmas Eve Eve with us. And we're going to be back next week, only we're coming on right after Auburn football. Be kind to each other. We'll see you right back here next week. See you soon. Merry Christmas.